Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Joe Beamer filling in for Tom Bowerly and in studio, Dan Gagliardo. Dan, welcome.
Joe, finally, nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you in person. Running for supervisor, and you were telling me off air, 93,000 doors.
9,300.
9,300 doors.
I've knocked on 9,300 doors.
What's that like?
You know, I actually enjoy it. Yeah. You know, you go out there, you talk to people. I'm seeing between 35 and 40%. And I personally have done this because in my mind, if you're not going out talking to people and trying to knock on their doors, if you want this job, you got to talk to people.
You got to talk. Now, people mostly receptive?
Very. Or, yeah. Very. Good. I have very few people who don't want to talk. And I'm going to all party affiliations. And they've been wonderful. You know, they tell you what's on their mind. And they kind of, thanks for stopping by. We really appreciate it. Most people that I talk to have never seen a candidate come to their door.
I can imagine, yeah.
So it's a good thing.
Usually, I mean, the census person's the only thing close to a cat that's coming to my door. I haven't campaigned since I ran for Senate in student government. So do you have like a trunk full of signs to put in their front yard?
Well, you know what's interesting is that you become real good at this.
Yeah.
So now I've got a file folder inside the car that has all of my literature on it. I made a holder to put all of my information. So when I go to the door, I hang it on their doorknob. And then if I don't see them, I print them out. I go home and I write them out saying, sorry, I missed you. And I put them on their door. So yeah, you get very good at it.
There's a house on North Forest that I think you have to go visit because they have an Austin Tylik sign. And I don't know, do they think they're in North Tonawanda? I think they might be lost.
Maybe they're related. Maybe, you know.
Maybe that's it. But I was driving down North Forest.
I think I've seen that.
It's like right at the fork.
Yes.
It says Austin Tylik. Like, we're not in North Tonawanda. Did I black out and am driving to North Tonawanda?
We don't discriminate here in Amherst. You can do whatever you want.
Put whatever sign you want. I want to make sure they're not confused right when they head to the ballot box. We've been talking so much about Westwood. And, you know, I mean, I pass it every day. Every day I pass the fenced up Westwood Country Club. And there's going to be a public meeting tonight.
Yes.
Okay, because a lot of people think this is a done deal. You know, Mark Poloncarz teed off in the weeds on social media that this is a done deal, but it's not.
It's not. And basically, I got to get in my soapbox for just a minute here. When Mark and the town board got up and they said that they were going to give this to Westwood, I immediately came out. I was against it. I had Nicholas Design come in. They didn't want me to go on site. We ended up doing a peripheral view, but what they didn't realize was that the guy who came down here from Nicholas Design was here 11 years ago with Jack Nicholas. So we had this assessment. So we gave it to them, and you have heard crickets. No one has mentioned it. No one has said anything. So tonight, what they're trying to do is they're trying to take the agreement that they put together and the purchase agreement, and they want to transfer it over to the town for $1.
And that would be official after tonight.
Yeah, they want to write this, they want to pass it, and they want to give it to them.
For a property that Amherst spent, if I'm not mistaken, $7
million? $7.8
million. $7.8
million. Mm-hmm.
So they're going to lose $7.7999.
Well, let me give you one step further. You remember Amherst Central Park?
Yes.
Amherst Central Park covers from Westwood all the way to Audubon. You know how much money we've spent? Over $20 million.
Jeez. Well, Amherst isn't in the money-making business.
That's right. Yeah, I remember my opponent saying that last time he was on here. Yeah.
So that would be a dollar. And after the meeting tonight, if all goes the way Amherst wants it, it would be in the county's hands and the town would be out $7.7999 million.
Basically, what they're doing tonight is they're going to pass these two resolutions in order for the town, I mean, for the county to begin working on there. Then there's going to be a public hearing coming up. And I'm not sure exactly when, but tonight it is where they're saying we're selling it. We're putting it into a new type of a format for to do that. And I even think the attorney came out and said this is we're thinking out of the box. We're being creative. Well, unfortunately, they were a little bit too creative because they forgot to put some of the information inside the agenda. Now, you do realize that we get the agendas on Thursday.
Right.
We have to talk about these on Monday. Well, what they didn't do is they did not put all the information in. It was one of the residents that called up and said the IMA agreement and the purchase agreement are not in there. So then they had to put them in, and they put them in on Friday. Well, according to the rules and regulations, you can't do that because you have to go back to the drawing board and make sure that you have unanimous consent. There's all these things that go along with it. So they're not aware of these things, or they may be, or try to do something about it tonight.
So tonight will be a public meeting?
Yes.
Where are these public? I know I should know this. Where are the public meetings?
Town Hall. On Main Street. We've went out and told people what we're going to do. I'll be speaking there tonight.
Okay.
I will be telling them what I think we need to do and how we need to do this. We should not give this to the county. Why would we give up home rule? And we have a responsibility as candidates and as elected officials. Why are we not trying to see if anybody wants to do this? Keep it a park, keep it a golf course. Go out and see if somebody wants to develop this land. That's what the whole idea of the assessment was,
right?
But they didn't do it. So now we're expected to say that town candidates and Mark Poloncarz, you know better than we do. It's better that we lose $20 million. It's okay, because now all of a sudden they're going to come in and save the day. We're not saving the day, because you're taking 178 acres of prime real estate. And the last time that my opponent was on this radio station, he said, you asked the question about the assessment. He goes, well, I've not been on there. Almost like, why would we let him on there? Maybe you should walk it. And maybe you should see what 170 acres is worth in Amherst to give it away to somebody. Maybe you should do that more often.
Well, County Executive Mark Poloncarz does think he knows more than anybody.
Yeah, he sure does. He sure does.
Part of the problem. So, I mean, do you think there could be a way, right, where they put a pause on this until Election Day? Let this be on the ballot.
That's exactly what we're going to ask for tonight. We're going to ask for a referendum. Yeah. This is too big of a deal. Remember, this was hatched in secret with the Poloncarz and the town, with Lavin and Culpa in secret. We didn't know about this until April, when they came out and gave us the press conference. Why would you think it's okay to do that? In what world would anybody think that this is okay? We have an obligation. These people have an obligation to do what's right for this town. Look it. This administration has raised our taxes 11.4%. Our budget has went up $45 million in 8 years. Our debt has went up $86 million in 8 years. There's a problem. They don't understand the value of money. They know how to spend money. That's what they know how to do. And that's the problem.
And, I mean, do you think this was just Poloncarz giving Lavin and Culpa a handout for the election?
You know, everything is suspicious to me at this particular point, that we're talking about Gun Club and we're talking about Westwood. Now, in August, the election's in 80 days. Now, all of a sudden, we need to perch people up there? That's not how it's supposed to be done. You should have been doing your job all along. Lavin has voted yes to everything that has come before that board this entire time that he's been doing it. 8 years. When has he said no? Never. Never. He's voted with them all the time.
And I mean, you know, I always point to this, because this is on Sheridan, and you don't have to drive far down Sheridan to see another disaster, which, again, I know they'll blame the developer, but Station 12, you know? I mean, it sits there empty. Amazon has complained about losing, I think, $1 million a year at Whole Foods. And then the Boulevard Project, where, I mean, we've been told that Amherst, you know, slow move this so much to where Doug Jamal doesn't really know what he's going to do with it now.
You know, our job as officials is that we need to talk to the people like WS and Doug Jamal and all of the developers too. You know, this is not us against them.
Right.
But what we have to do is we have to make sure that we understand the needs of the town first. Then we have to talk to the residents to make sure they understand. And then we kind of come together. I mean, this job is about consensus building. That's what we need to do. Unfortunately, we haven't done that. Unfortunately, what we do is we alienate people. We're in secret, and we think that we know better. Now, why? Why would you not be encouraging these kinds of conversations with the Doug Jamals or the WSs? Now, I understand that there's a couple of people who've applied for permits for WS. Again, interesting that it's happening in August. It's coming out now. But the fact is, that's great. I'm excited about that. 8 years. This is a long time. Yeah. We should be on the phone with these people every month saying, what are you doing? What's going on? And we're not developers. Remember that. We need to, what our responsibility is to find out what the town needs. If we need sewer emplacements, if we need to do our infrastructure, this is what they're supposed to do. This is what we fight for. And we make sure that they stay within the plan that's out there. There's been changes. There's been, this administration's lost money on everything. I can't think of one project where they made any money. I just can't, I don't. I haven't been able to research it fully, but I don't think there's anything that I know of at this point.
They also don't do a good job of keeping the grass in front of the softball and baseball fields right here on Maple. I don't know. This was a few years ago. I called out. I was like, you know, they built these beautiful baseball fields. I can't see them because the next day there was someone out there mowing the lawn. I'm not taking credit. I'm just saying weird timing.
Isn't it funny that it's always crisis management?
Yes.
Isn't it terrible that this is what we do things? Look, I got to say this. I'm going to get in my soapbox again. You need to be transparent right up front. My administration in November is going to, you're going to know everything I'm doing. Why? Because why would I hide anything? I'm going to tell you everything I do. You may not like everything I'm doing, but you're going to know about it. And the point is, don't think this road is just going to be tough because we have to get ourselves up. We got to pull ourselves up. We got to go forward. We have to watch what we're doing, watch how we spend money. We got to bond only projects that are important, but we have to make sure that we're staying true to what we're supposed to do here. We are here for the residents. That's it. That's our job. We are supposed to provide to them what they've spent money to live in this town. That's what our job is, to make sure we take care of them every single day and not spend money frivolously on things and where we end up with 11.4% tax increase. And let me just tell you something. A lot of people I talked to had higher than 11.4% tax increases. Mm.
Do you think that 11.4 tax increase could go down after a few years of remanagement?
I'm on my platform, 5% right off the bat. Okay. I'm reducing it. Beautiful. That's it.
Beautiful.
That's it. We're going to do it.
Well, I'll tell you, your first day in office, you're going to get a call from someone on Mount Vernon Road. It might be my parents talking about trash pickup, because that's been their one complaint to one of many complaints to Town Hall has been how trash cleanup in the town of Amherst has been.
Well, and you know, we have a third party doing that, right? But again, even our highway department, good bunch of people out there working. Got to give them the necessary tools. You got to make sure that they have what they need. I mean, like, there's so many things. Those facets are so, so great in this town.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You know, you learn so much by all the research we do. We've got 40 people in our group that are just doing research for us, going out there, wow, finding all these things, because this is not on the job training. We want to know about what's going on now, so that when we start January 1st, we got a handle on it and we're ready to make moves as soon as we walk in.
Yeah. I mean, it's the biggest suburb. I told you this off air. It is the right under the Buffalo mayoral. This is the biggest election in Erie County affecting the most people.
I agree.
And we got a lot more to get to, but one last thing on Westwood. So tonight, you'll be there, you'll be speaking. The listeners, attend, will they get a chance to say something?
They most certainly should get up there and voice their opinion about what they think.
Okay.
They should say it. We don't agree with it. We agree with it. Just get out there. Look, we need to encourage residents to come out and talk. The format that they have right now and they've built is terrible. We need to, and this is part of my platform too, we need to revamp the town board meeting so people have a chance, and we've got a whole slew of things that we're gonna present. But people can come up there and talk. We encourage it. We want you to. This is your town. You need to go out there and make a difference. We got to get people engaged. This is why I think this is such a pivotal moment. We are here tonight to make sure this one subject encapsulates this entire administration. It's a lack of transparency. It's a lack of financial responsibility. They didn't involve the residents in their discussions. This is exactly what we've been living with for the last 8 years. Oh, yeah. That's why people are so dissatisfied.
In 14 years in Erie County.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you know, you talk about doing things in secrecy, and I feel like that was really exposed during COVID. And now for the last 5 years, just like you said, just this one thing, the Westwood Country Club, mm-hmm. just seeing that all of a sudden, like you said, all these discussions happen in secret. I feel like we're just seeing it more clearly now mm-hmm. after what we went through 5 years ago.
Well, I think that what's happening right now, the population's being educated. My group and the groups out there, they're out there fighting for it. They're trying to get this information out to as many people as they possibly can. It's very difficult now because not a lot of people are reading the Buffalo News, and the 18% read the Bee. And so you're trying to gather all these media and you're trying to let people know because we're giving them snippets of information. It is a responsibility of this and my administration that we're educating you on how and what we're doing, because why are we hiding that? We shouldn't want a divide and conquer type situation. We should want to be cohesive. We should want to bring this thing to a positive result. And look, people will say, oh, that sounds real good. And we're going to listen every day. We wake up and we try to do the exact same thing. And we don't forget where we start. We start with information. We give it to the people. We listen to what they have to say. We get the best deal for what we have to do here in Amherst. And we proceed. And if we make a mistake, we say we made a mistake.
Sounds good to me.
Yes.
Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly. Dan Gagliardo in studio. All right, Dan, one last time. 7 o'clock tonight, public meeting, Town Hall, Main Street.
Yes, sir.
All right. Be the Amherst residents. Be there. I was telling Dan during the traffic report, if it weren't for his team reaching out, I don't think anyone would even know. I mean, this. You said the Buffalo News. Now, if it was put in the Buffalo News, it won't be in there till Wednesday, so it'll be a little late.
And I think you're right. I think that this is what we have to do. This is how we have to do it. This administration, I mean, my administration wants to go out there and let you know about everything that's happening. The more information, the better we are.
Yeah. And you're so right. I mean, again, of course, Erie County is involved in this. They want to get everything done without anyone. And how did that happen? Well, that's
part of the problem.
That's the county administration that's been running things for the last 14 years. Today, we had a poll come out from Siena, teamed with the NFTA, saying that most Western New Yorkers are in support of Metro expansion. Now, let me just say, I grew up by South Campus. It was great, right? You drive down there and you take the train downtown. My opinion on this is we're 25 years too late to expand the Metro Rail. How do you see it? Because this would affect part of Amherst.
Well, again, I think you're right. And we have to talk to the residents. The residents I've talked to, a couple groups out there, they're not for it. And there's a lot involved here. What are we going to be doing to the neighborhoods? How is this going to affect them? Like, at this particular point, if we want to run this thing through there, and that's Siena, Paul, I'm a little skeptical of that. That's what kind of response you're getting with 70%. Are they talking to Amherst residents, or are they talking to Tonawanda residents, or are they talking to Cheektowaga residents? The point is that I doubt that that's a true pulse of this community. And personally, I think a lot more has to be done. We need more information before we even think about doing this.
I mean, you know, I look at all this. The Metro Rail, again, if when it was planned had been done, that'd be great. Just like UB, if it was all together, that'd be great. But, you know, I mean, it's 2025. We have to live in the reality of the present.
And look at the plans. They're massive. It's unbelievable what they have to do. Do you know the coordination efforts that have to be done? Do you know the amount of money that's going to cost to do this? Where is it coming from? And to what expense? For what? It's like $34 million for LED lights, right? Did we really need them right at this particular moment in our life? As opposed to an 11.4% tax increase? Ask the residents what they would have preferred. I bet you not the lights.
I cannot imagine anyone saying, yeah, I'm glad to pay more for the LED lights. And then I saw this on your page. This had to do with Apartments on Maple by Millard Fillmore.
Mm-hmm.
What's that story? I haven't heard much of this. What's been
basically
going on?
Basically what happened was that it's the Bliss Project. And they got all their approvals. And then they went to the AIDA to get tax abatements. So we heard about this and we went and we questioned them. And while we questioned them, we got some information that their attorney gave during that meeting. So we went and we asked more questions. Okay. So we got answers to those questions. Now, here's the situation. This is not the developers. What this is the AIDA allowing these types of things to happen. Who was sitting at that table saying, can Amherst afford to give $3.8 million in tax abatements? Was anybody sitting there? And this isn't a developer, because if I was a developer, I'd be doing that, because you can, yeah. Right? My point is I have issues with why they're doing it. So my issue is with the AIDA and how they're doing it. The IDA was there for industrial. That's what it was set up for. And even the executive director said during this meeting, well, we've expanded and it's not all about jobs. And it's all about, well, okay. Amherst went through an 11.4% tax increase. Who's asking the question whether Amherst can afford that? Now, they approved it because Bliss is compliant. They're doing what they're supposed to do. They did what they needed to do. They presented all of their facts. This is the AIDA. This is their issue. This is what we have to be talking about. We have to look at these things, because now what? The next developer that comes in is going to want the same thing. And then the next developer. And is it fair to the other developers that are already in business who have these things because they get these subsidies? So there's so many questions that need to be asked. But where's the heart? Where's the heart of this? It's the organization itself. And we have to go to them and we have to ask them, why do we accept this? And one of the issues I thought was they, inside their application, they had a $250,000 caveat to build a restroom on Westwood. So, really? So don't tell me we weren't talking about this beforehand. Don't tell me this wasn't part of it. But that's what got approved. That's what happened. Because, oh, we've done that before, where they make concessions and they'll do some park revitalization and things like that. All I'm telling you is, who puts these rules together? Who does it? Who's thinking about this? The bottom line is we're losing revenue. Okay? And they say that we have to do this or not going to build it. Okay, I understand that too. But maybe it's 5 years. Maybe it's not as long. Maybe we have to look at that. Maybe we have to see what our position is. And let's say in this group or in this tax abatement that they get, let's say the interest rates come down by 1% and they make a little bit more money. Maybe we take a couple years off the abatements. Maybe we do things like that. It's in the negotiation of what's happening and what we're doing. You cannot have, nothing is static. Everything's moving all the time. So we got to be prepared for those things. And remember, every decision that's made, this is a 10-year deal. 10 years we pay for this.
Wow. Amherst loves to hand out money.
Well, I think, you know, yes. And I get it, because they say we need more apartments. We need more of this, more of that. Okay, that's great. At what expense?
Yeah. So it went through. They have not gotten back to your letter, though.
No. Well, no, they did. They answered my letter my second letter that I sent to them. Yes, they did.
Okay.
They answered my letter. They answered the best they could. They said that they had a third party come in and check the numbers. They did all that. That's why I'm telling you, this is not with the developer.
Right.
This is with the AIDA and why we're allowing these types of things to happen. And they will tell you, well, we need projects. We need this. Do you know that IDAs compete with one another?
I don't know much about IDAs.
Yeah, but they compete with one another.
Yeah.
So everybody wants these deals, because that's how they get paid, because they take a percentage of it.
Wow.
That's how it works.
Well, Dan, I'm sure we could fill the next 2 hours talking about all the problems in Amherst, and we will. We will continue to talk about it tonight, Main Street Town Hall, Westwood Country Club. Yes, they're still talking about it. Dan will be there. He'll be talking. You can talk too. And, you know, it's talking about Amherst and the $1 sale to Erie County. Dan, I'm sure we'll follow up.
I want to thank you, Joe.
Of course.
This is really, really important stuff. I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate that you look for both sides. Yeah. I think it's wonderful. And I think that we need to get out there and we need to educate the population more. So thank you.
We need to get you and Lavin in the studio together.
Anytime.
And as I said to your opponent, I said, if you want someone more fair-minded, because I obviously have a bias,
right,
to be the moderator, I will sit out of my own show. That's fine. I still get paid.
Anytime. Anytime.
Dan, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. you focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.